Welcome to Gulf Coast Music on WGCU Fort Myers 90.1-2HD and WMKO Marco 91.7-2HD. I'm James Till. Joining us today is Lucia Jenkins and Bob Cox. Welcome.
Hi.
So, Lucia, how did you become involved in music making?
Well, basically, my family is pretty musical. My mom used to sing us to sleep at night with the guitar, and my dad was always singing. And there were six kids, and when we'd go on long trips, we'd always be singing in the car, so... And then my sisters are all musicians, too, pretty much. My brother's trying to play the bagpipes, but we're trying to discourage him from that. But, yeah, musical family, basically.
What made you want to learn guitar? Was it your mother playing that at night?
Or? Actually, probably my older sister, Rebecca. She's a real songwriter, and she was writing all the time. So, and my younger sister, too. They were always on the guitar and playing, and I just picked it up at a camp once when I was 17, and I thought, this is a really cool instrument, so that's how I got into it, basically, just hearing others play and yeah.
Are there any other instruments you play other than guitar?
Well, I play a lot of harmonica, and I'm trying to learn the accordion, and I do play mandolin. And
She plays a little bit on lots of different things.
Yeah.
Tin whistle. And
so a little, just a whole one-man band kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Good. And so are there any major instruments you really want to learn next other than accordion, it sounds like?
I just really want to concentrate on the guitar because you can always just improve quite a bit on that instrument. So lots of room for improvement. So, yeah.
So what are you going to be playing for us first?
I'm going to be playing Ain't No Sunshine. Not the Bill Withers tune, though.
That was Ain't No Sunshine by our guests, Lucia and Bob, with someone was on drums. Who was that?
Yeah, Diego Vernet, and he was playing a hand sonic, so not a real drum kit, but playing with his hands on the pads. He is extremely good at that, and he can play lots of different, he can vary the sounds a lot.
Very cool. So did the Bill Withers song have any source of inspiration?
Okay, this is where I have to admit how I write lyrics. I'm just looking at something, and in front of me, I just been finished playing that song, Ain't No Sunshine, and then I was picking my guitar, and the lyrics were there, so that kind of led me into that title, and so I basically stole the title.
I think you definitely adapted it really well. I enjoyed reading it. So, Bob, when did you start performing publicly?
It was kind of a prerequisite to our getting married, I think. I have a music degree, and I played piano in college and stuff. But she kind of auditioned me, really. Yes, it is. She was already doing things on stage, and I hadn't really done that. So it was – she just kind of said, well, you can do this. So we have been for 24 years.
So do you still tinker on the piano, or are you strictly a bass player?
No, I play the piano. Sometimes we play gigs where I need to play the piano. Sometimes bass guitar. It depends.
What are you going to be playing for us next?
It's a song called Ain't It Good, which doesn't actually ever appear in the lyrics, but the concept is there.
That was Ain't It Good. One line in the song is, watched our hard work go down the drain. When did you write the song and what inspired that line?
Well, it was shortly after 2008. And I was just thinking about what was going on. And I wrote a couple of songs around that, you know, the whole crash idea. But I just thought I'd slip that in there because, you know, a lot of people did have their dreams go down the drain shortly after that. And,
right. You
know, kind of an escapism song there.
What current musical projects would you say you guys are working on right now?
Well, Lucia's always writing, so we're always doing that. Through season, we hosted an open mic at a place called Fred's Food, Fun, and Spirits in Naples. And actually, we have a gig tonight at another restaurant down in Naples. So we do that kind of thing, private stuff and public stuff.
And you're the elementary music teacher, right?
Yes.
So does that influence, you know, at all? Do you guys play for the kids? Or?
Not very often because she teaches at a different school.
Right.
So it's difficult to, but certainly, you know, play with the kids every day myself. But yeah, we don't play for them.
So what do you think has the biggest impact on your songwriting?
Let's see. I guess are you talking about lyrics or music? Would you say, or anything?
Both.
I'm definitely not lyric driven. Lyrics, I always struggle with them, but music, I just find it whenever I learn a new chord, it kind of opens new things up. And I'm also drawn to rhythms. So I like to hear different kind of ethnic types of music, like world music helps me a lot, kind of opens up your brain a little bit and gets you thinking in different directions. So, I just listening to different stuff.
What are you going to be playing for us next?
All Alone Tonight. Stars, wondering where you are tonight, feeling like my heart is gonna break in two. Little did I know just how quickly I could fall. Try to take it slow, stop this thing. I wanna hold you, feel your arms around me tight. If only you could stay one more night with me.
That was All Alone Tonight by our guests, Lucia Jenkins and Bob Cox. I think it's pretty clear what the lines in this one mean. Why do you like to perform it?
Okay, I said I was a rhythm freak. Well, this one is kind of a Latin rhythm, and it's got Latin chords too. And I just really like that whole minor jazz thing. And so basically just for the rhythms and the chords and chance to do a little something in that style.
What's going to be fourth on our song list?
Let's see. How about Here to Stay?
Snow, I packed my bags, flew to Florida. My friend called me the other day and said a hurricane is on its way. What exactly were you thinking of? And I say,
I have a tan, but don't wear shoes. I never get the winter blues, sunshine nearly every day. There's flowers blooming in my yard. pretty beach is never far. I guess that's why I'm here to stay.
Now the winter time is here, my friends have suddenly appeared. Buy me salsa, chips, and beer, it's true. It gets crowded here at times. In February, we form lines, but that's okay, cause the sky is always blue. Yeah,
and I have a tan, don't wear shoes, I never get the winter blues. Sunshine nearly every day. Flowers blooming in my yard, a pretty beach is never far. I guess that's why I'm here to stay.
My friend said, hey, well, I agree. The Florida's the place to be, and I'm so glad I came to see you here. And I just called a friend or two, I know they'd love to visit you. And by the way, I think we're moving in. Yeah, now
we all have tans, don't wear shoes, we never get the winter blues. The sunshine nearly every day. There's flowers blooming in our yard, a pretty beach is never far. I guess that's why I'm here to stay. Yeah, that's why we're all here to stay.
That was Here to Stay by our guests, Lucia and Bob. So this song is clearly about your move from Canada to Florida, and it sounds like you definitely like it here. What was the main was the main reason for moving, just the weather or?
Yeah, and the ocean. And yeah, weather and ocean, definitely. And but I wrote that song because when was it that there were all those hurricanes? I think it was in 2005, and we had to evacuate like 5 times. And so I'm a bit of a worrywart, to say the least, sometimes when things like that come up. So, I mean, I catastrophize, like, oh, my gosh. And for some reason, this optimistic song sprang from it. So worked out.
Did the move from Canada affect your music, you think?
Not really.
No, we were, we were pretty young when we moved, and we were just sort of starting out. So certainly we've done a lot more since we've been here and, you know, improved quite a bit. But
yeah, the music scene is built up a lot in Naples. So it's nice to have a lot of musicians that, you know, and you can kind of play with them. And
definitely.
Yeah. So that wasn't the case when you first moved down, but all of a sudden there are like musicians everywhere, which is wonderful. So, yeah.
What will you be performing first next?
Hold Me Close.
Get up every morning, watch the news, and every single story gives me the blues.
Hold me close, baby, hold me close, hold me close to you. Hold me close, baby, hold me close, hold me close to you.
Watch the world changing day by day, yeah. And all I need to know is come what may, yeah, you.
Hold me close, baby, hold me close, hold me close to you. Hold me close, baby, hold me close, hold me close to you.
I've tried to be strong, the world is dark, but without you I feel day's a new day. See what comes. I'm looking for my courage in your eyes.
Hold me close, baby. Hold me close. Hold me close to you. Hold me close, baby. Hold me close. Hold me close to you. Baby, hold me close. Hold me close to you.
That was Hold Me Close. What events were happening in the world when you wrote the song?
Not too much that I can remember. Again, I write a lot of love songs, so this is just one of those. And I'm drawn to Celtic music, and this is kind of an open tuning, so it was fun to just play with that kind of a sound.
Is there a specific role music plays in your life? Obviously, it takes part in your professional
career. It's a big part of my life, yeah.
Definitely. It's so important to me. I don't know how to express it except that, you know, it's just so great to have a creative outlet. And if I could do it all day, I probably would. But it's nice to have it balancing out. Like, you know, we're both elementary teachers, so it's and I'm glad of that, because it's just, if I were to do music all day, then I wouldn't appreciate it so much. But and it's just kind of nice. We do bring it to school. I mean, I do a ukulele club with the kids at school, and so that's kind of fun too, doing that.
Beats just the normal recorder kind of elementary.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
What are you going to be playing for us next?
Home to You.
It's been been a hard day.
That was Home to You by our guests, Lucia Junkins and Bob Cox. Do you remember what the tough day was that inspired the song, or was it just another?
Let's see, there's so many of them. No. Yeah, I think I just get, you know, at the end of the day, you are pretty tired, and Bob's basically a rock in my life. And so it was a heartfelt song lyrically, and again, it was kind of the Celtic thing, you know, the open tuning. So just had fun writing that kind of style.
Mm-hmm. So is there a goal either of you have for your music in the future?
Just keep playing it and just hope that people will want to hear it.
That's a good goal. Yeah.
And where can people hear you perform?
Right now, again, Fred's.
No, tonight
we're taking
at
little
Boston's,
height.
But
yeah.
By the time this airs, that
one. just mainly open mics, and sometimes we get little things at Starbucks going on. So apart from that,
yeah,
to
some
our living
restaurants,
room.
The stuff, yeah, yeah, stuff just kind of pops up. And
mm-hmm.
So, what's the final song you'll be playing for us?
It's called "When I Miss You." Miss you, all my rainbows disappear. When I miss you, I can't find my way out of here. When I miss you, sunshine's gone away. Feel like it's all gone. Feel like it's all gone when I miss you. Yeah, yeah. When sunshine's gone away. And I know that you'll be back here really soon. Till then, hey, all I'll do is think of you. When I miss you, I feel like my sunshine's gone away. I feel like it's all gone. Feel like it's all gone when I miss you. Sunshine's gone away.
That was When I Miss You by our guests Lucia Junkins and Bob Cox. For producer Richard Chinqui, and with thanks to Nita Flores from Nita's Music Connection doing business as Southwest Florida Music, I'm James Till. This is Gulf Coast Music on WGCU Fort Myers, 90.1-2 HD, and WMKO Marco, 91.7-2 HD. Thank you, Lucia, Bob, and Diego, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening.